USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A California man in federal custody after allegedly threatening employees of the Boston Globe newspaper. Robert Chain was arrested by a SWAT team at his California home yesterday. They say he had allegedly called the Globe about 14 times earlier this month and threatened workers after the paper ran an editorial critical of President Trump. Chain appeared in court late yesterday and said to reporters,
"I'm making a statement."
Chain now expected to be extradited to Massachusetts to face charges.
"Now take a hike, you bozos."
Senator John McCain will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today, and congressional leaders will hold a formal ceremony after his casket arrives. The rotunda then will be open for public viewing this afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
This summer's deadliest wildfire in California is now fully contained as Northern California's Carr Fire has burned near Redding for more than a month, scorching nearly 230,000 acres, killing eight people, and destroying more than 1,000 homes. But again, the good news is it's finally fully contained. President Trump speaks in Indiana last night at a campaign-style rally touting the nation's economy.
"Just this week, we made another truly historic announcement. We are replacing NAFTA with a beautiful brand-new U.S.-Mexico trade deal."
Today, the president's off to Charlotte, North Carolina. His first stop will be the Central Piedmont Community College, where he'll sign an executive order aimed at strengthening retirement security. After a huge tribute concert last night in Detroit, Aretha Franklin's funeral's today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruta, conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruta Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The defamation lawsuit brought against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones by the parents of a Sandy Hook shooting victim will move forward. A Texas judge ruling that the InfoWars host must face claims made by Leonard Posner and Veronique De La Rosa, the couple seeking over $1 million in damage for Jones' repeated claims that the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax. President Trump is stepping up his attacks on the Justice Department and the FBI as they continue to investigate his campaign. He told that rally in Evansville, Indiana, yesterday that what is happening is disgrace, and if he has to, he will step in to fix it. Trump saying people are angry at what he calls a witch hunt, calling for the investigation to end. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it could have dangerous results if you eat food that's been chilled by liquid nitrogen. The FDA issuing a safety alert yesterday warning consumers that serious injury can result from eating foods prepared by adding liquid nitrogen at the point of sale, like ice cream, cereal, and cocktails. The safety alert says the FDA has become aware of severe and sometimes life-threatening injuries caused by liquid nitrogen. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.